Welcome to the Niche Podcast, your weekly rundown of the biotech, clinical research, and applied science industries. I'm your host, Dr. Noah Goodson. This week, vaccines are here, capitalizing on capital with IPOs, and Gilead targets hepatitis D. The Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine has received Emergency Use Authorization, EAU, from the FDA. EAU is not full market approval, and Pfizer is set to continue the Phase 3 trial to collect additional data over the coming months. However, EAU is a huge step on the journey. The approval in the United States over the weekend follows on the heels of approval in the United Kingdom last week and probable approval in Europe this week. Moderna, with a similarly designed mRNA vaccine, will likely garner approval before the end of the year and perhaps even this next week. Vaccinations will start across the United States today. We mentioned last week the probability of mixed signals and confusion. While the CDC has given suggested guidelines for vaccination in the United States, significant portions of the distribution have been left up to individual states. This means there's not a standardized order of operations nationally for who should get vaccinated when, where the vaccine should be shipped, and how the pipeline can be secured. Yes, individual agencies, hospitals, and regions are attempting to organize, but without a clear national mandate, some chaos and mixed queues are inevitable. With more than 16 million Americans infected this year and thousands dying daily, a streamlined vaccination process will be critical to combating this deadly illness. Keep an eye on your state's public health department to know what to expect in your region. The Niche is brought to you today by the Scope Method LLC. The Scope Method helps companies develop clear vision and strategic processes. Whether you need fresh eyes on your data, independent risk assessment, or are pivoting into a new therapeutic space, the Scope Method will help you focus close to re-examine what you know and look ahead to where you want to go. Find out more at thescopemethod.com. Markets are at an all-time high. More eyes than ever are on the biotech world. Together, this means money is flooding in. We've talked about the billions being raised in private funding rounds, but companies are also going public at an unprecedented rate. This year, more than 70 life science companies have gone through an IPO, initial public offering. Just last week, four more companies followed suit, including 4D Molecular Therapeutics raising $193 million for AAV-based gene therapies, and Nanobiotics pulled in around $99 million for nanoparticle-based head and neck cancers. Of specific note were two major players last week. First, AbCellera has partnered with Eli Lilly to deliver the FDA-approved antibody treatment for COVID-19, bamnamlivimab. This pushed their IPO up 24% for a total of $483 million. The $20 per share price immediately skyrocketed to close at around $50 per share on Friday. With 950,000 doses of bamlanivimab on order from the United States with a price tag of around $1,250 a dose, AbCellera is set for success, provided they can ramp up production to meet the need. Centara is a biosimulation company that helps design and streamline the developmental life cycle of drugs. They claim that since 2014, 90% of FDA-approved drugs utilize their software or services prior to approval. Based on their market ubiquity, they pulled in a $668 million IPO last week with a company valuation of $3.5 billion. Expect several more life science IPOs before the end of the year as companies take advantage of the current investment climate to raise capital. Gilead has acquired MYR Pharmaceuticals for 1.15 billion euros. The deal gives Gilead complete control over the Europe-approved therapy for hepatitis D, Hepcludex. Individuals with hepatitis B are susceptible to infection with hepatitis D, which has a 50% mortality rate. Hepcludex blocks hepatitis D from entering the liver, providing critical protection to at-risk individuals. Long run, Gilead plans to apply for use in the United States as well. The acquisition of MYR, a company not a therapy, by Gilead signals their continued interest in liver disease. While the last few years have seen Gilead place increased focus on the oncology and cell immunotherapy space, this move suggests they want to keep their portfolio diverse with therapeutics aimed at the liver to add to their work with HIV and inflammatory diseases. Of course, the advent of COVID-19 and the success of remdesivir have likely caused some minor rebranding for Gilead. However, I doubt this signals any major pivot in their focus, despite the billion-euro price tag. More likely, they see Hepcludex and the rest of the MYR pipeline melding into their extant therapeutics. My guess is a lot of these short-term successes will pull them through till they can get the next Biktarvy, Gilead's $5 billion per year HIV therapy. Based on their investment targets, they're probably looking for more than one of the $10 billion per year therapies like Merck's Keytruda or AbbVie's Humira. Based on all this, the acquisition of MYR feels more like portfolio rounding rather than direction setting. Thanks for joining me on the Niche Podcast, your weekly summary of top news in the biotech, clinical trials, and applied science industries. You can find us on your favorite podcast app. Like, comment, subscribe, and most of all, share with your friends. If you like what you hear, please rate and review. It really helps us. Once again, I'm Dr. Noah Goodson, and I'll see you next week.